This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they lose Monday and Wednesday, not tonight, right? Because it's Thursday. Monday and Wednesday, 5-9. So I asked.
1995?
1999, excuse me.
All you can eat, they'd lose money because good for them, it's Thursday because Tinker just rolled in and Tinker can do some damage. If he could eat wings by the wheelbarrow.
So I asked our wonderful folks here at Buffalo's Cafe, we're incoming guys right here, Buford Highway. I said, so I can take those with me, right? They were like, no, in-house.
Yes.
You're not leaving. I need 50 wings, and then you're leaving. This is all in-house. You can eat 30?
30. I could do two dozen.
30?
Yeah, 30. 30? I had 24. Two dozen in a sitting.
I could do 20. I always order 20, but even that now is a struggle.
Like, yeah.
30?
And again, sometimes the wings, you know, it depends on the wings. Good size. You know, medium is an average size wing. You know.
Yeah. I'll be honest. And the wings here are perfect, but there are some places, no names, the wings are just the – they look like they've been on steroids, man. I mean, it's just too much. You know, right. I like the wings that you can actually dip and you can get some real, like, and just pull that meat off.
Yeah.
The wings here, you can do that.
Right on. So, Bash Night. Man, 1999. I'm thinking, yeah, do the math. I don't know if you saw the picture I posted last Friday because we got home from work. Becky got me, like, the biggest steak ever at a little marketplace in Tyrone called Spazzano's. Guys were comparing it to the 96er from the movie The Great Outdoors, the John Candy. Had to try to eat. I mean, this thing, it literally looked like there was a nice 8-ounce filet, and this steak was so big. I mean, it took forever. It took 14 minutes to grill this thing at 600 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And that was still medium rare.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, I mean, it was like a brontosaurus, like the kind of thing
it was thick.
Flip over Fred Flintstone's car, right?
Yeah, no, look, that's nuts.
And I told Becky, do I get my picture on the wall?
Well, the thing is, to your point, normally you have a tough time cooking those thick steaks like that.
Right.
Getting them perfect like you like.
Exactly.
You know? It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're hanging out. By the way, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sport Nation. Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love when Day-Day gives you his parlays for the weekend. I believe this weekend he's got Sandy Creek.
Mike.
And I believe he's got Noonan.
Mike, he doesn't.
And I want to say he's going with, what's that?
He doesn't do that.
With Roswell High
School.
You're
going to ruin his relationship with all these high school coaches.
Three-team parlay.
Literally. They're going to be like. Athletic director.
Yeah. They're going to be like, we heard you do a little gambling on the side. We ain't telling you nothing.
I'm just saying. Can I tell take the list behind the scenes? During the commercial break.
Why you're on our sideline?
I was going to say, secret intel. We'll start calling you instead of Jimmy, Day-Day the Greek.
No, all jokes aside, the game I did last week for football for the high school scoreboard show, the whole school was playing my son's school.
Right.
But I was standing on their sideline, and then the AD's like, so I got to ask, you got a son over there on that team? And I was just like, maybe I should go stand on that side.
Yeah, It's weird.
Benedict Arnold over here.
They do a great job, though, man. Check out the show, and they're giving you all the latest. And Friday night, by the way, while we're talking about this, after Mike and I get done, Sam and Coach will be on, bringing you all the biggest high school football games. You're part of that as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The High School Scoreboard Show, 6 to 11. And this week I'll actually head south to Stockbridge High School. They're playing McDonough. So, but right.
McDonough's what, 3.5?
Stop it.
Would you say?
All right, back to you, Carl.
Okay, hey, yeah. Real quick, you and I were talking about this. It's football season. We've kind of turned the page on the Braves. Yes, there is the string to play out, Carl, but just real quick.
16 games.
Do we have any idea what's going on with Snicker? Because everything I read now sounds like Snicker's, you know, a fire in his belly. He wants to come back. I just saw this thing, unfinished business. We're going to put it on T-shirts?
Good question. You know what? Look. And, oh, I don't know if you have a famous Snickers soundbite that
so
we enjoy.
Really no
you know
where
we're at. Yeah, I mean, like, that's all you can do. I told you, I think he wants to come back. And when you say there's still fire in your belly.
Unfinished business. I 2026 Braves.
I think he wants to come
internally,
back.
Internally, we're going
cool
to have to do
this, though,
it.
Right? You want to move on.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I mean, I know, again, because right now we can think right off the top of our head. Chris Sale, freak injury. Spencer Strider, work in progress. Hurston Waldrop, feel great about. Schwellenbach at some point. And then maybe, I guess, Alex Anthopoulos will go bring back Derek Lowe or Kenshin Kawakami. Maybe,
I don't want any of those
Tommy
guys.
Hansen, Jair Jurgens.
I don't want any of those guys.
No, because that's what you're going to get. It's going to be – see, if you're bringing this guy back for the Gold Watch Tour, load the deck in his favor. Spend some friggin' money, you cold, heartless BA – you get the idea – over there that own the Braves. And let's spend some loot,
Mike,
comparable with the Phillies. Let's go get it.
I think he's got a Gold Watch.
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah, but I mean, it's probably
Mike. I think he's got
the Gold Watch Tour.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I mean, look, I would say no and say thank you for your service.
You want to kick him to the curb?
Yes, I want a fresh new start with a fresh new set of ideas.
You want to say goodbye, Grandpa? Leave. You want to kick your grandfather out of the house?
If we were in Alaska, I would put Brian Snicker on an ice floe and then push it out to sea.
Okay, you know what? This is just too much.
But we're not.
I'm just keeping it real.
This man is a treasure.
Yes, a treasure. As was a treasure.
He's a treasure.
Yes, but he's got to stay awake, Carl, for the games.
Okay.
Know what's going on.
You got to
know what's happening.
He was never asleep in the game.
Well, he was asleep when Kelnick loafed it to second base.
Okay, he was asleep there. He was asleep. 404-726-0929.
Stop being nostalgic. Get your feelings out of this.
What?
And think objectively, Braves fans. While we're in the prime with his salary control with all these players, let's get a fresh approach. Thank you. Back to you.
Wow. I mean, you are heartless.
Heartless.
You
heartless.
You
good song
are
by
just,
Heart, by the way.
You are ruthless right
my
now.
God.
I mean, it's last time I checked, 22, 23, 24, 4 years without a World Series. If we're not trying to win a World Series, you're wasting my time.
He's trying. His team fell apart.
Yeah, I know. The injuries were insane, but he's never had enough pitching. Even the years they won the World Series, they never give the guys the tool to win.
And that's why he's brilliant.
He sure was in 21.
He was. All right, guys, you can chime in on that. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to talk some NFL right now. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
It just doesn't stop with Snit. Hey, Travis Kelce on his podcast with his bro, New Heights Podcast. I think most people are familiar with it, especially after Taylor went on there. But this week he was talking about the injury to Xavier Worthy. Worthy, by the way, is practicing, which trends that he could play against the Eagles on Sunday. But the Chiefs are dealing with a couple of other injuries. But let's hear Travis Kelce first talk about what happened in that play in Brazil where he takes out his own teammate.
It's frustrating for me. I was trying to kind of set up my guy to be able to get in a position to, and it all just happened pretty quick. And I just got to be better, man. I'm 13 years in the league. There's no excuse for me running into my own guys like that and being able to play fast and help him out. Worthy had his guy beat and we're out the gate and that game starts completely different. Instead, I'm not sure where he is exactly in terms of health wise, but I'm hoping that we get him back as fast as possible because he means so much to this team. And I can see that guy and how hard he works, and I can see his game getting better, and I know he's going to take the league by storm when he gets back. He's one of our best players.
He is. We're talking about Xavier Worthy. Here's the crazy thing. If you get Rashee Rice back and you've got Worthy and Kelce out there catching all that underneath stuff.
5 more weeks to get Rashee Rice back for the suspension.
It's a different team. But right now you're trying to make out of blank. And that's what Andy Reid's kind of dealing with. Guys, they did not look great offensively against the Chargers in that first game. And now here comes Jalen Carter, and we know he's not going to spit on anybody, right? He's going to be in the game. So the Eagles' defense is going to be full strength. I'm curious to see what that new offensive line looks like against this Eagles defense. They're going to look at the Super Bowl tape, guys. The Eagles aren't doing a whole lot different. But the fact is, Mike, you know what it was? My guy's better than your guy.
Right.
Across the board.
No, the Eagles, I mean, look, it's easy, and a lot of folks did immediately say, that's it, the end of the Chiefs. Their offensive line was garbage, and they had to go make some big moves and rotate some guys and get some new guys in there, and the Eagles just took advantage of it, beat the snot out of that them in the Super Bowl. But when you saw what Patrick Mahomes is capable of doing against a good Charger team the other night, as long as you got Patrick Mahomes, man, anything is literally possible. He is that – I know it sounds cliche, too. He's the X factor because, guys, he did it by himself in that game. And I know because I was playing against him in fantasy football. The yards just kept coming. The big plays kept coming. So you get those receivers back. You keep your head above water. That's the thing. The Chiefs know how to do this. When you compare and contrast the Falcons, losing a divisional game is big for us because we don't know if we can win 10 games this year.
No.
The Chiefs can rattle off 10 games even if they did look poor against the Chargers in Brazil.
I agree. I mean, look, they had a lot of one-score wins last year, one-possession wins, but they won 15 games. We act like the Chiefs didn't win 15 games last year. I mean, like, it's incredible to think how porous that offense was, averaging 22 a game, and yet they still won all those games. Meanwhile, Dan Campbell talking about Ben Johnson, Mike. What an interesting matchup this week. Lions-Bears, right? Caleb, you said it. Still hasn't passed the eye test for you. I just felt like, man, as the game went on, and now you're asking him to see the things he needs to see off script.
Right.
He wasn't seeing that stuff. But Ben Johnson is his former offensive coordinator, Dan Campbell, on his former relationship, or his relationship with Johnson.
Ben's my friend. He's always going to be my friend, you know. But that nothing about that's going to change, you know. We're going in getting ready to play Chicago. We're going to win this game. You know, we have to.
Yeah, because pressure's on now for the Lions. Look, Lions are another team. You're really good. You got all these guys in their prime. You lose the first game, and everybody goes, oh, look what you are without Ben Johnson.
I mean, with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with Jahmyr Gibbs, with Montgomery, all the weapons they've got, you know, with Jamison Williams got a contract extension himself, they got guys, you know. This is always the question when the new assistants come in, did you have a fall off? I mean, I don't know. We're going to find out. I know that, you know, Coach, he was on it. They looked flat as hell. See, that's why you and I said it. I know we get into the week one is a liar. Well, no, some teams look pretty darn good. And some teams, you know, are going to be better than that. But you're right. What exactly are the Lions going to do? Micah Parsons and the Packers. Wasn't like the Packers were blowing doors. We talk about Jade Love threw what would have been a pick if not for a play being called back. There's a lot of I don't know, ifs out there in the NFC. But I still think the NFC is more competitive than the AFC. You buy that?
I do. Better teams, especially at the top, right? It's just right. It's what.
See,
what are
the 49ers? 49ers look like crap. Fired a kicker. Couldn't get anything going. You trust Drake May? I mean, sorry, Mac Jones to do the job. Drake May's in New England. It's Mac Jones. And by the way, if Mac Jones keeps on, if he doesn't do the job and maybe Purdy takes longer, you and I were talking off the air. Love to get Cousins somewhere.
Would he go out there?
Shanahan's known him since back in the day with the old then Redskins.
He has known him a long time. We'll see. Mac Jones is going to start this week. Why? Because Purdy is out. Here's Shanahan, by the way, speaking about Brock Purdy's injury and his status. Guys, they're saying, what, 3 to 5 weeks now? Depending on this toe injury for Brock Purdy. Here's Shanahan.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
Possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing.
That's possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the toe more so than the shoulder.
Yes.
Did someone step on his foot in the pocket? Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling. I think when Love tackled him by the sideline. I believe it happened.
Were you aware? Was playing through that in the game, or is it just something you found out later?
No, I was aware. Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle. These great one-word answers are terrific. Kyle, will he play? Probably not. But the toe is a big deal. He's having a hard time pushing off to throw the football and all that. That's why this turned in from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.